Here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 29th of March, 2017. It was on this day in 1973 the last U.S. combat troops left Vietnam. The number of troops had peaked in 1969 at about 500,000 soldiers. In January 1973, the United States, North and South Vietnam, and the Viet Cong signed a peace agreement in Paris, which ended the United States' direct involvement of the war, though the ceasefire did not hold, and the war was back in full force by 1974. After the combat troops withdrew on this date in 1973, 7,000 civilian personnel remained in Saigon who were evacuated in 1975 when Saigon fell to the communists. It's the birthday of the politician and author Eugene McCarthy, born Watkins, Minnesota, on this day in 1916. It's the birthday of the poet R.S. Thomas, Cardiff, Wales, 1913, Anglican clergyman, Welsh nationalist, wrote his autobiography in Welsh, called it Neb, meaning nobody. It was on this day in 1944 that Anne Frank decided to rewrite her diary as an autobiography. She'd gotten this little red and white checkered diary as a present for her 13th birthday back in 1942. And a few weeks later, her sister Margaret got a notice to report for a forced labor camp by the Nazis, and the next day the family went into hiding. In March of 1944, Anne Frank and her family listened to a radio broadcast by the Dutch education minister in exile, urging ordinary Dutch citizens living under Nazi occupation to preserve documents for future generations. He said, "If our descendants are to understand fully what we as a nation have had to endure, then what we really need are ordinary documents, letters, a diary." And so Anne Frank went back through 2 years of diary entries, and she rewrote them. She gave members of her family pseudonyms. She edited for clarity and character development and background, and she decided that after the war she would write a memoir called Het Achterhuis, which means the house behind. She wrote, "I know that I can write. A couple of my stories are good. My descriptions of the secret annex are humorous. There's a lot in my diary that speaks. But whether I have real talent remains to be seen." In the spring and summer of 1944, she filled more than 300 pages of paper with her revised work. She was still working on it when the Nazis came in August of 1944 and took them away to concentration camps. Here's a poem for today by A.E. Housman, number 13, from A Shropshire Lad. "When I was 21, I heard a wise man say, 'Give crowns and pounds and guineas, but not your heart away. Give pearls away and rubies, but keep your fancy free.' But I was 21, no use to talk to me. When I was 21, I heard him say again, 'The heart out of the bosom was never given in vain. 'Tis paid with sighs of plenty and sold for endless rue, and I am 22, and oh, 'tis true, 'tis true.'" Number 13 from A Shropshire Lad by A.E. Housman, from the collected poems of A.E. Housman, published by Henry Holt and Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.